Joy tactics.
I think she ate that, cat shit. Oh, cats that run around in the back.
I think that's what she was fucking eating. That's a confirmed possibility.
You've seen Bubbles eat the poop, eat Muffy's.
Yeah, it was like I fucking was when I was dog sitting for you. I cleaned Muffy's, you know, litter box, and Buffy or Buffy Bubbles just got right up in there and fucking ate it. Like ate the shit in the litter box, and I was like, Jesus Christ! Like I didn't even know that was like.
She's freaky.
I forgot dogs are like nasty like that, dude. Like that's disgusting.
But here's the thing, dude. Like she knows that we think it's because if it was just like a Cheez-It on the ground or something, and she ate that, she wouldn't be ashamed like she is now. But now she comes in all ashamed of her fucking desire of her action of eating cat shit.
They must have no taste buds. Like, I'm gonna look this up.
Or they have fucking extra dialed in taste buds, so they get crazy flavor explosions.
I want to investigate your parenting style, Eric, because I don't like to see that your dog has shame. That your dog is regularly experiencing shame. Because I see a dog who's, you know, not afraid to experience everything she loves in the world. She should be in a frat. If she would be raised in a frat and they're making her eat 600 fucking bologna sandwiches or whatnot and eat fucking ketchup and mustard and oil all in one pot, she would be in heaven. I think she would thrive in a contemporary American household.
Wow. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Okay. Take her, man. Take her off my hands. I'm getting too busy with acting.
While humans have around 9,000 taste buds, dogs typically have only about 1,700.
Dang.
So that's why they're eating cat shit. I would be eating cat shit too if I had 1,700 taste buds, man. I get it.
Yeah, I'd be making out with everybody.
What are you thinking about? Telepathy?
Guess.
You're thinking about...
Did you guys ever say that to a girl on a date? What are you thinking about right now? It's quiet. You're driving home from seeing Up in the Air with George Clooney. You're driving your mom's car. It's silent. You say, what are you thinking about right now?
So who are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about? Damn. Well, you guys have heard of the, I think we'd mentioned this before, but the telepathy tapes, that podcast.
What's that?
Yeah, I know someone, one of the producers. I'll just put it that way.
Jesus, Eric. You're so fucking connected, man. That's crazy.
I know, man.
So cool.
That's really awesome, man. I love that. But that shit blew my mind. I haven't even listened to the podcast, but I just know the kind of footnotes of it. And that's
you haven't listened to any of it, but you just know the idea.
But but that's enough to just shatter my reality.
What is this? Like, what is it?
That people that are like nonverbal autism, they basically have and Eric is getting up and
Eric's
leaving.
Eric's getting up and leaving. He didn't say just why.
Unexpectedly.
He walked away. He's just going into the cabinet.
He's just going in, just getting a glass of water or something.
By the way, Eric has asked all of us to show up 30 minutes earlier, unprompted, for a meeting he forgot about that he has. I rushed home from the grocery store.
Right. I cut off my gym workout early, 30 minutes early. We said we had the time, right? Like the day. I did an extra reminder, which I
sneeze over there.
He's sneezing.
I even set a text reminder yesterday, which I have to do because people just can't get their shit together. Here we are.
Eric's on Bert Kreischer watch. We have to stop him from turning into Bert Kreischer.
But anyways, with the telepathy tapes, basically they have telepathic abilities, and they talk about meeting up on what they call the hill. Okay. So they all go to this hill, people with nonverbal autism. We've talked about this before. On the podcast. And they all communicate and they chill. It's like a club. It's like a fucking like celestial consciousness fucking
it's a silent retreat for them. It's like a silent involuntary silent retreat.
No, they don't. They're not silent up there. They're talking, dude. They're fucking communicating with each other. Because they can communicate with each other with their minds. You understand?
Okay.
I just love that that's even a possibility for us that we can tap into. That's a part of the human experience, you know?
It's a small part of it. Would you rather never be able to feel touch ever again, but you can feel telepathy and you can hear people's minds?
Yes. Oh, 100%. Yes. I don't give a fuck about touch. I would lose touch for much less.
You would pay to lose touch.
Eric, yeah, I guess you could get tattoos.
What?
We heard you sneezing, bro.
Yeah, it's called an allergy attack, dude. It's not funny. I just hit the Flonase, and it's nothing to laugh about. They're serious up in LA, put it that way. So there's some sort of evil pollen in the air.
Springtime.
That's because they have ancient, have we used the word Benedictine before?
Definitely not.
Many times. Yeah, absolutely.
They have Benedictine plants, and I don't know what that means, of course, as always. But the plants out in LA, fucking, the first time I went to Los Angeles, I thought this shit was going to be flat, like Don't Be a Menace, like in the movie Be a Menace. Nah. But then you get there and it's like, oh, hell no. This shit looks
well, guess what, dude? That's what you thought, but that's what the colonizers did. They came over here. It was flat as a pancake. They put the fucking mountains in.
They built
to make life hell.
And they planted one plant from each country in the world.
Right. Horrible allergic style plants.
Wow. Satan suburbs.
Noah's Ark, but for plants.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Just thought of a fucking movie. Noah's Hot Box. You see what I'm saying?
Every strain in the world.
Walk us through
it's where
it.
A guy named Noah inherits his parents' 1996 Dodge Caravan minivan, white, and fucking hotboxes it. And when the rapture happens, and the only people who survive is this about three of his friends inside of this Dodge minivan and one coworker who's 20 years older than them. And they didn't realize it, but this minivan is like a Faraday cage for spirits. So they couldn't be fucking raptured, even though they're supposed to be saved. So that's just act one.
And then they come out absolutely blazed off of the sour diesel.
They come out fucking yoinked off the blinker. And then that's where we do the genre flip, because that's what's hot right now. So I'm trying to do the reverse barbarian, where it's really hella fun and silly in the beginning. Okay. Then we hit fucking act two. And from then on, it's basically about maybe a terminally ill pastor. No comedy.
Interesting.
Who used to own the van. And that's why the spirits. Oh, god damn. I really just clicked into that one.
That's
Let me get a fucking meeting right now.
Please tell me there are fucking some Warner Brothers executives subscribed to the Patreon right now. I can't believe how many movie ideas we've came up with, and there must not be any, because if there were, we'd be selling fucking shit left and right, dude.
We'd be in Estonia right now making
showing
them American Renaissance festivals.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be on a panel, doing a Q&A about some shit.
Bro, get me on a panel yesterday. I want to be on a panel right now. Talk about,
I want you to be
civil rights
in a Star Wars larger than life fucking hit franchise, and you have to go to all the Comic Cons and tour them, but you're like a small character and you can still make money off of you're barely scraping by off this one. Like you're like a Jar Jar Binks or something like that of a new franchise.
I could imagine myself snapping at one of those things. You know what I mean? Just breaking.
At a panel.
Really, all my goodwill gone in one single interaction with a quote-unquote fan who just wants to take advantage of me and take a picture with me.
And they want you to do the fucking voice, too. Because it's going to be a...
Do the voice, man.
They want... They're what fucking voice? Rude.
It's your real voice.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers. Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a patron. We don't care about anyone but you all. Until next time, cheers.